What are you going to do now?
Nothing. What can I do? I'm sure the doctor is wrong.
What if she turns out to be right? I say you'd better take the test.
What are you saying, Tahereh? The doctor just made a guess. It's all due to fatigue. She's not aware of all the misery and homelessness I'm going through. I'm anxious all day and I'm always thinking. Of course, I get weak and my blood pressure drops. I don't need any tests.
What? Anything wrong?
Hello, Uncle Fazl. No, it's nothing. Don't worry. We were working together when Tarang suddenly fainted and we went to the clinic. The doctor said it was fatigue. Her blood pressure had dropped. Now, thank God, she's totally fine. What happened? Why did you stop?
I'm not coming to work today. I'm going to town.
You want to take the test?
Please don't tell anyone. Say she stayed home today to rest a bit, okay?
Is it really necessary to take this test? It's nothing. You just fainted once. Wait a few more days. Maybe, God willing, it's nothing.
I don't get it. What do you mean? Yesterday, it was you who insisted that I take a rest.
Yes. But now I'm just worried.
I'm worried too. I have to put my mind at rest.
My mom cooked this for you. It's so yummy. I didn't eat so we could eat together. By the way, when I was coming, I saw Uncle Fazl and Ali Madad talking. I think one of these days Ali Madad and his wife and daughters will come to propose again. Tarang, where have you put the plates?
Tahereh, I'm pregnant. What will I tell Uncle Fazl?
This is our very last hope. Let's see what you can do. I wish you'd allow Yusefi to come with you. After all, he's a lawyer. Be careful not to say anything to make her angry. And if she does say something, just ignore it.
Since when have you become a teacher of patience and collectedness? I didn't know that.
Have you prepared your speech? Do you know what you want to say?
I haven't thought about what to say, nor do I have any ideas. But does the Ghaffari clan have any choice other than to trust me at this point? Anyway, I promise your situation won't get worse than it already is. And now I want you gone from here as soon as possible so I can do my job in peace.
I'll wait here the whole time until you return. I'm worried. I can't go home.
You will do exactly as I say. Otherwise, you'll go to Miss Mujaveri and beg her.
I'm really sorry. He came here with his wife to try and do something for Mr. Ghaffari once. Poor guy, he was so young. God bless his soul. So I guess you've come here to ask for a few more extra days for Mr. Ghaffari's sake, I assume. Am I right?
Despite your great wits, I must tell you at this time, you are oh so very wrong. I've come to give you a 10% share in the profits of Mr. Ghaffari's factory for precisely the next 3 years.
That was a funny joke. What's your engineering major, Mr. Parto?
Fluids. Mechanics of fluids. How come?
Nothing. Just curious. You know, it's very interesting to me how you're being generous with this bankrupt and closed factory.
Then allow me to explain myself, madam. I may better satisfy your curiosity. You see, Miss Mujaveri, the very first step to getting your money back is for you to kindly forfeit 30% of your claims. That leaves 70%. Right now, I'll give you a current check for 50 of the 70%. Now, how much remains? That's simple. 50% of that 70% is what's left. If we reach an agreement today, what I can do is I can gradually reopen the factory in the next couple of days and speed up the production by paying the workers. Then, within a fair timeline, I will pay you back what we owe in the next 2 to 3 years. Moreover, a 10% share in the factory's profits is my gift to you in return for your kindness. Am I clear, or are you going to make me repeat myself?
No. Your cunning solution is quite understandable to me, but I'm not a person to give up 30% of my money. Moreover, how do we know you'll restart the factory and earn profits? You've already failed before in the same factory.
Maybe you're right. But this is the last option that you have. There is, however, one more point that you'd best be aware of. Mr. Ghaffari is in a terrible and to some extent dangerous mental and physical state. Apparently, he's suffering from serious depression, which, if we can prove, he will be out of jail with the help of the medical commission and, of course, without your kindness. See you later.
Please wait, sir. Sit down a few minutes so I can think.
Your shrewdness is admirable. There's no need to think on this matter. This is the liability paper for the factory's profit since it reopened. I've already drawn it up at the Notary Public. You just need to sign it. And this one is the official letter of consent for Mr. Ghaffari's release. If you sign and stamp it, I will follow up with the rest. All you have to do is to order the reclaim of the bulk of your money at this point in time.
I'm wondering...
Point in time.
I'm wondering how Mr. Ghaffari's affairs got to this point when he has a son-in-law like you.
Honestly, that's what surprises me as well. Enough, Sarah. Leave Father alone. He's so tired. Mr. Ghaffari, Balur said she's cooked your favorite dish today. She's even betting that you're going to ask for seconds and maybe thirds.
So where are we going now?
We're going to the new place. It's not that big, but it is very nice. I'm sure you'll like it.
We've prepared the very best room for you, sir.
No, don't go home. Let us go to Sina. Please, I'm asking to take me to Sina. I miss him dearly.
Hello. How are you, Uncle? You're so late. I was worried to death about you. I've mended your jacket for you.
You dishonored me. Weren't you supposed to put off starting that damn life of yours till everything was final? See how I fell for you in my old age? Or why didn't you say from day one what you had in mind, so that poor me, miserable me, lonely me, wouldn't lie in this forsaken village? Now what am I going to do? Should I say I was wrong? Her child has a legitimate father? Who will believe it? Won't they ask for the documents, for the birth certificate? What last name is going to be in the baby's birth certificate? Don't you understand what you've done to yourself? You've broken me. You've disgraced me. Poor Fazil. See how you end up. Old women run after you to give you the news. Pity all those efforts. I wish I too had died in the earthquake.
Allah is great. I testify that there is none worth worshipping except the Almighty Allah. I testify that there is none worth worshipping except the Almighty Allah.
Tureng! Tureng!
Dear Uncle. It's cold out. Aren't you coming in? Uncle? Uncle Fozzle? Uncle! Uncle Fozzle! Uncle Fozzle! Oh God! Uncle Fozzle! Uncle Fozzle!
A kitchen. A brilliant chef.
She said it's not spicy enough.
Yes, sir.
Who on earth told you to ask her opinion?
She said this morning she wants to taste the soup.
The kitchen, the food, and how it tastes are up to me.
In a famous restaurant whose manager is no one but his wife.
You're the one in charge of the spending.
This can spell nothing but trouble.
I have to consult Ali Magam.
Let it be a surprise for him, dear Minu. It's better if he doesn't know.
And he's in for a surprise. But the worst is yet to come.
Yes, I'm being interviewed for a live show. Isn't that great, my darling?
Yes, at first it was very hard for him to accept me as the manager. But he gradually came around because I proved myself as a good manager, and he accepted my position. And he's been supportive ever since that.
Daddy, where are you going?
The beginning of a family feud.
Come on out! Akbar, what's wrong with you? Why are you acting like a child?
I'm the man in this house. Just me.
An argument between husband and wife.
I want you to go live on TV again and tell everyone that you were wrong and apologize. Otherwise, nothing will change.
The best and most delicious food in town can be found only in this restaurant. Or perhaps this restaurant. The Chef on iFilm.
This is so nice. You killed the poor old man. He died of grief for you. Shameless. May you never enjoy your youth.
You still don't want to live with us? You can't stay alone. You'll stay with us for a while, until we think of something.
No need to think. I should leave this place.
Where do you want to go?
This is not my place anymore.
What about Bashir? He really loves you.
Bashir and I are not a match for each other. How can a dishonored daughter-in-law join Ali Madad's household? This village has so many good, healthy girls. It's better I leave than drown in my own misery. I want to go to Tehran.
Tehran isn't an easy place to live. You have no job, you don't know anyone.
Uncle Fazl wanted to go to the Ghaffaris. Now I'll have to do it myself. I'll go right to them. I can't forgo my rights anymore. And now I have to also think of this baby.
Don't go crazy, girl. What do you want to do?
I don't know. I know nothing now. For the time being, I've got to pack my stuff. I'll put some of the furniture in one of the rooms and lock the door. If I do not come back, I will let you know so that you can do whatever you want with the leftover furniture.
I'll stay with you tonight. It's better to be together. I'll go home now to tell them.
No, Tahereh. Tonight is the last night I'm staying here. I'm really sorry, but I'd rather be alone.
What about money?
You don't have to worry about me. I have enough savings to last me a while in Tehran until I get some work.
I wish you happiness in everything you do. I'm really going to miss you.
You're like a sister to me. I'll never forget your kindness.
Did you tell you? Yes, who do you want?
I want to see Mr. Ghaffari.
Who's Ghaffari? We don't have him here.
How about Vahid? Engineer Parto?
We only have Engineer Omdi here.
Can you please call him for me?
What do you want?
I want to ask him a question about this house.
He's gone now, but he'll be back tomorrow to demolish the place.
Aren't you going to answer it?
I won't answer the numbers that I don't know. It has never benefited me. Whenever I answer it, I always regretted it.
Thank you.
Hey, lady. Where are you going?
I want to go to Mr. Ghaffari's factory.
Who do you want to see?
Engineer Parto.
So you know their factory?
No.
After you turn in here, not the first factory, but the second one is Mr. Ghaffari's.
Thank you.
Tell me, did you know she was coming?
No. Honestly, I was caught off guard.
What do you think she wants now? Money, maybe?
I hope so. But I doubt that she has come here for money. Why don't you have your drink? You want me to order tea for you?
No, thank you, sir. I'm fine.
How come you suddenly came to the factory? No call, no notice, nothing.
I called your cell phone earlier, but you didn't answer.
I probably didn't even notice. I am so preoccupied, I can hardly focus. I'm not sure if you know this, but we're going through very tough times. We had to leave that house.
Yes, I know. I was just over there.
Anyway, if I can help you in any way or do anything, don't hesitate.
I just want to ask you if you can to please help me visit Mr. Ghaffari once. There's something important I need to tell him.
Mr. Ghaffari doesn't need visits. That's what I was saying. It took a lot to free him, and we had to sell the house and borrow money to do it.
Are you serious? Oh, thank God. Then where can I go see him?
He's free, but what's the use? He's chronically depressed because of all that mental pressure he's suffered in that prison. Doctors advised us to change his living environment. And now he and Sarah have gone to visit his sister in Europe.
Is it clear when they'll return?
In a month. Or 6 months, or maybe a year. I don't know exactly. The return date depends on the speed of his recovery. The sooner he gets better, the sooner he'll come back to Iran. How is Uncle Fazel? Last time we talked on the phone, he was really cross with me. I'm waiting for the chance to go to the north with full hands and make it up to him. What is he doing now? Is he working anywhere or not? Is there a problem?
Uncle Fazel has passed away.
Passed away? Fazel? Oh, God. But why?
Because of his heart. It always bothered him.
That's so sad. What a poor old man. That's so sad. What a poor old man. I offer my condolences. I am really, really sorry. So what are you going to do now? What's your plan?
I really hadn't thought about it. I've come to Tehran to stay here if possible.
Have you thought it over? Life in Tehran is really hard. Living expenses are high. Housing, jobs. I don't advise it.
I will start looking for work tomorrow. If I can get a job, the rest will be okay.
A suitable job for a young girl? I don't really know. I'm not as optimistic as you are. As for this factory, you can see that all the workers are men.
Mr. Engineer, I didn't ask you for a job. And even if you offered me one, I wouldn't accept it.
You're right. I understand your feeling. If I were you, I wouldn't want to be in such a situation myself.
No.
What can I do for you? I don't know where you want to go. If Sarah were here, you could stay with us for a while, but I'm afraid even Balur has gone to her hometown. Otherwise, our house is your house.
Thank you, sir. But I think it's about time I learn how to live on my own.
So you see, Tarang, you know absolutely nothing. Tehran is a dangerous city, especially for a young woman like you. I think you'd better go back to the north tonight. After all, everybody knows you in that village. It's a small place. People love you. You can get a house and work more easily. And when Mr. Ghaffari returns from abroad, we'll all come to visit you. We won't leave you alone.
Okay, Mr. Engineer. I will think about your advice.
Wait, I'll ask someone to drive you home.
No. It's not a long way to the station. I'm used to walking. Goodbye.
Thank you.